This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The first war crimes trial of a Russian soldier since the start of the war in Ukraine has opened in Kiev, AP correspondent Charles Tate Ledesma reports.
A 21-year-old captured member of a tank unit is accused of shooting a 62-year-old man in the head in a northeastern Ukrainian village during the war's first week. Sergeant Vladim Shishimarin faces up to life in prison under the penalties spelled out in the section of the Ukrainian criminal code that addresses the laws and customs of war. Scores of journalists packed into a small courtroom in the Ukrainian capital where the suspect appeared in a small glass cage. I'm Charles Duladesma.
Russia suffered heavy losses when Ukrainian forces destroyed the pontoon bridge enemy troops were using to try to cross a river in the east. Ukrainian and British officials said it another sign of Moscow's struggle to salvage a war gone awry. Ukraine's airborne command released photos and video of what it said was a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over a river and several destroyed or damaged Russian military vehicles nearby. The command said its troops drowned the Russian occupiers. Ukraine news reports said troops thwarted an attempt by Russian forces to cross the river earlier this week, leaving dozens of tanks and other military vehicles damaged or abandoned. Britain's defense ministry said that Russia lost, quote, significant armored maneuver elements of at least one battalion tactical group, as well as equipment used to deploy the makeshift floating bridge. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app.